joining us on the telephone line, it's our friend Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. What are you encouraging Kerry to get away from me, take some vacation time?
I just, you know, every time he calls me, you know, I'm expecting one of these days I'm going to hear a different voice. It's going to be somebody else giving me a call, but it's always him. I'm like, man, Rich, we got to take care of our guys. You know, we all need some vacation time right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but working with me is like a vacation.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. All right. I'm sure.
That's why I keep telling him. He's not buying it at all. Let's talk a little basketball. My goodness, what an effort last night by the Celtics in Game 2. And Marcus Smart, man, could I love him more than I do right now?
Oh, my gosh. You know, and this is what this guy brings to the table. You just never know what you're going to get from Marcus Smart. But 9 times out of 10, it's something to help you win the basketball game. And through the first 2 games, you know, his defense has been phenomenal, no doubt about it. But who would have predicted that he would have 11 three-pointers through the first 2 games. And Nick Nurse basically said he's been the MVP. I mean, he's been the guy. You know, Tatum had 34 last night, but it really was that stretch to start the fourth quarter, which got the Celtics the win. And, you know, Marcus Smart, you know, love him or hate him, you know, he's the kind of guy you want on your team because he's going to make those winning plays.
And a big stretch drive by Kemba Walker last night, who looks so good and seems to be having the time of his life playing with these guys.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for Kemba, never have been to the second round. And, you know, I think that's, you know, his smile and his, you know, attitude is so infectious. You know, he keeps it light, but yet he knows, you know, when it's time to put in work, you know, and handle business, he does that. One thing about yesterday's game, Kemba was 2 for 15, I think, going into the fourth quarter, or, you know, a little bit into the fourth quarter, but he hit his final 4 shots. So even though he struggled from the field, he was a perfect 4 for 4 when it mattered most. And, you know, he's a gamer also. And it's clear, man, these guys can just be themselves around Kemba Walker. Jason Tatum can thrive. Jaylen Brown can thrive. There's nobody yelling at you or try to embarrass you if you make a mistake. And so I think that's a big reason why the Celtics are where they are right now.
The Raptors, and Nick Nurse talked about this, had some challenges in adjusting to shifting their focus from social justice to basketball once again. The Celtics seem to make that adjustment a little bit easier. Who are the guys who are key to doing that?
Well, you got to talk about Jaylen Brown, obviously. Mm. I mean, because think about it. He was the one, you know, at the forefront of all the social justice messaging. And, you know, if he's, you know, handling his business on the floor and equally off the floor, why can't other guys do it? But, you know, give Brad Stevens credit as well, you know, allowing the guys and really taking the pressure off the guys, letting the guys just be themselves. He knows how important this messaging is to the guys, and to, you know, be right there side by side with them, I think is huge. But everybody, you know, is affected differently through this, you know, and, you know, clearly that first game, the Raptors, you know, we're sort of sleepwalking. We're in the days. I thought they played a whole lot better yesterday, but yet the Celtics still won. Still a lot to go in this series. You know, if it was 2-0 and Boston was coming back home for 2 games, I'd say it's over. But I think tomorrow's game is going to be critical because you don't want the Raptors to have any belief that they can get back in the series.
What adjustments might they make for Game 3?
Great question, right? You know, I thought I would have saw, you know, some more adjustments in Game 2, you know, less Marc Gasol, more Serge Ibaka. Maybe, you know, you go with a guy like Rondae Hollis-Jefferson who hasn't played at all this series. You know, if you're Nick Nurse, you got to do something, right? You got to, you know, throw a zone or, you know, juggle the lineup or something. You know, with that being said, we haven't seen the best of the Raptors yet. Those first 2 games was not Raptors basketball, and I think it starts with Kyle Lowry. He is the heart and soul of that team, so forget about Nick Nurse, forget about the coaches. It may be on Kyle Lowry as the leader of this team to come out, so I'm expecting an aggressive, motivated Kyle Lowry in tomorrow's Game 3.
By the way, Kyle, tip of the cap to you and Sherrod and everybody involved last week and what I thought was a really important program, bigger than basketball. You all did such a wonderful job of expressing what so many people need to hear.
Well, thanks, Rich. You know, and it's, you know, I don't mind doing that, but it's a shame that we have to do that, you know?
Right.
It's a shame that we live in a society where we're still having this conversation. I mean, you know, what we're really talking about is equality here. Why is that even debatable? Why is that a politicized issue? Why is wanting to be treated fairly become such a politicized issue? And so it pains me, you know, to see the shape we are in a country where, you know, you would think we would all be in agreement, you know? Treat everybody the same. Everybody's skin color is important. We all want equality. We want opportunities just like everyone else. But yet, here we are in 2020, still fighting the same fight our parents and grandparents have fought. It's just sad that we have to go through this right now.
Absolutely. Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, with us here on Downtown. Red Sox have already changed starters for tonight. Maybe it's because they heard me making fun of Mike Kickham. I thought they should call him Mike Kickham when they're down. Yeah, who is this guy with a career 10.98 ERA? Seriously, I need to check the roster to find out who these guys are. I know this was going to be a transition season, but wow, who knew it would get this bad?
Yeah, and not only this bad, Rich, but for a franchise like the Boston Red Sox, you know, who has unlimited amounts of money, you know, to not go out there and get, you know, a quality starter, to not be active in the free agent market before the season. I mean, it just seemed like ownership and the front office knew this was going to be a difficult year, and so they sort of punted on this season. And I understand injuries are a big factor, obviously, you know, not having E-Rod hurts, Chris Sale's injury. But, man, it's, you know, we're talking about the Boston Red Sox here. We're not talking about the Marlins. We're not talking about the Pirates or some of these other teams that don't spend money and are cheap with their payroll. I mean, the fact that, you know, here we are talking about the Red Sox, you know, throwing out there guys that I've never even heard of, I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's an embarrassment for what, you know, has been such a great franchise over the last 20 years.
Season has come to an end for the Boston Bruins, a terrific final game in that series. Who have we seen the last of in the Bruins uniform?
That's a big question right there. Everybody's pointing a big Z, right? You know, watch the telecast and the way Doc Emmerich and those guys were talking, you know, during that final game. It was like they knew something that, you know, maybe this is Dane Ochara's last year, which would be sad. You got to look at, you know, a guy like Tory Krug. You know, they're just too small, you know, I think, on the ice. And so, you know, those are two of the guys I point to and say there may be some changes. You know, Big Z may retire, and you know, with Krug's contract situation. And so, I don't know. It might be time to hit the reboot. We said after, you know, the Stanley Cup final last year that was this, you know, this core's final shot at a cup. And, you know, I can't imagine them getting better this next season. So it might be time to hit the reboot and make some difficult decisions with that roster.
Drapes, have you seen the Bill Belichick Subway commercial yet?
I have not. Do I need to see it? Is it that great? I need to check it out.
It is very good. I caught it last night, and you showed a little humor. It was. I thought it was great. It may be a whole new career. I would not have thought of Coach Bill as being a commercial spokesman, but he's pretty solid in it.
I got to check it out. But that's what they say about Bill Belichick, right?
Right.
The guy we see out in front of the cameras and you know, dealing with the media. He's totally different behind the scenes. He has a great sense of humor. I don't see it. Maybe I need to check out this commercial to have me convinced. But, you know, I'm shocked. Subway of all companies, right? Who would have thought that Bill Belichick would be endorsing for Subway?
Yeah, there you go. Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston. When will we get to see you on our television? Will we be on tonight, or do we have to wait for game time tomorrow?
No, you got to wait. I got to rest up. You know, there was some heavy lifting being done yesterday during pre and post game. So I'll be back on the air tomorrow at 5:30 for pregame as we get you ready for game three, Rich.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Kyle, thanks as always. You have a great week, and we'll check in with you next Wednesday.
All right, talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston on Downtown.